Junior, Güero Polcas.
Not Junior, Senior Ace.
Senior?
Yeah, it's just that I write so terrible it probably looks like it, but it's an SR.
It looks like Junior.
I write like a prescription. Stop it.
This is July the 4th, 1996. We're in the studios at Radio KEDA 1540 AM, San Antonio, Texas. Live on the show, the Güero Polcas.
All right, man, and I got to play some commercials and read a public service. Legal home promo. Hey, the mic is over there. The mic's in the unit there. Is that where it is?
Right here.
Okay. Yeah. And it's like shoots out this way. All right.
Well, we'll wait for you to get
welcome, Dr. Jose Angel Gutierrez.
This is
some Gutierristas in Dallas, are you?
Yes, we are, but this is for the Tejano Music Archives of the Center for Mexican American Studies at the University of Texas at Arlington. But we're glad to make you part of this archive, man. You're the granddaddy of them.
Radio Jalapeño, Tejano Music for 30 years.
That's right.
I remember the expert said, Estación de Cantina no va a durar tres meses, and they were right. Hey.
30 years.
There it is, brother. You got it.
We're going to turn off and let you get past those commercials, and we'll get back to talking. Eh? Here now, already. I ain't on the video. How long you been doing this program?
Este show has been about 29 years, because when the station started in March of 1966, Dia de San Patricio, I was in the Navy. I didn't get out of the Navy till October 67. So I've been doing the Güero Polcas program from 6 to 10 in the morning since 1967. Been in radio since 59 over at what was Kuka, KEXX, KEXX, and then my dad renamed it Kuka. So we started in 59 doing rock and roll. By 60, 61, I told my brother, let's bring in some younger guys to do the dedication show and the high school show, and let's get into Tejano. This seems to be where it's going, because by that time, Little Joe, Sonny, people like that were showing interest in recording in Spanish because of the influences like the Isidro Lopez, Beto Villa, and the big artists.
How long has the family, Davila family, been in the radio business or in entertainment business?
My dad has been in, you got to figure, he's been in radio maybe 56, 57 years already, my dad. And all I basically did was follow his footsteps, playing the conjunto music, which didn't get much airplay until KEDA got on the air.
So how did you all get into buying stations and having programs like this? Because I know that there's another sister station in Corpus.
Yeah, we have two stations in Corpus, KCCT AM and KBESO, BESO 94 FM. Basically, there was one frequency open still in San Antonio, and we had to go to court, and we battled an individual for 6 years, and it was like 5 years and 20 days, something like that. We would have been on the air in 61 or 62, right around there, but we didn't get on the air till 66.
Well, tell us about your mom and dad. I mean, what's their names? Where are they from? When were they born?
My jefe, Manuel Gonzalez Davila, aquí from San Antonio. My mom, Magdalena Davila, aquí from San Antonio, but they have roots in mi abuelito era de San Luis Potosí, y gente de mi mamá were born in Roma. Albert Peña Sr. in Roma, raised in Laredo, but a lot of relatives in Monterrey. So every year, my dad would take us to, por ejemplo, una semana de to Corpus Christi y una semana a Monterrey, Mexico.
When did they cross over, do you know?
Well, like I say, they were both born here, pero mis abuelitos, way back a long time ago, José Luis Dávila, mi abuelo de San Luis Potosí, ended up in Lytle for a while before he moved his family to San Antonio. So my dad was really originally raised in the Lytle area. And then he came to San Antonio. By the time he got into school, he was in the Edgewood School District on the west side.
So your mom, his maiden name is Peña. She's part of the Peña clan?
Yeah, Lopez Peña. It's the Lopez family and the Peña family. Continuando con más música en Radio Jalapeño después de escuchar UL Ubaldo Luis. Conjunto Rio Grande.
Now you have, how many brothers and sisters, and when were you born?
I was born on December 22nd, 45. We were five boys and two girls. Seven altogether, five boys and two girls. And then I have a stepsister in California. And then myself, I have five boys and two girls.
Who are you married to?
I've been married since 1965.
To whom?
To Mary Louise Onofre Garcia. I got to remember all the in-laws.
Where is she from?
The in-laws. De aquí de San Antonio también.
And her parents?
And her parents originally from San Antonio también.
También.
Now her grandparents era de Mexico también.
You know where?
Different parts. I haven't traced it back that far.
In broad strokes, what has happened to Chicano music, Tejano music, Onda music? What do you call it, and how have you changed the names over the years?
Well, I would call it basically conjunto music. We're talking about bajo, sexto, and accordion. that's how it all started, with people like Flaco Jimenez and other conjuntos. Antes de Flaco, el papá de él, he just happens to have the number one song this week, Flaco Jimenez, on his new CD, but his dad, and people like Narciso Martinez, Pedro Ayala. It goes back to the founding of conjunto music, bajo, sexto, and accordion, and then the norteño sound, which was accordion with saxophone, and estilo norteño. When it comes from Mexico, northern, crosses into Texas, it becomes like norteña progresiva. It's still bajo, sexto, and accordion, but done in a more progressive way, and like Roberto Pulido, Los Clásicos, David Ligasa, Los Musicales, Grupo Más, Sombra, they basically have a saxophone in harmony with accordion, so it's kind of like norteña progresiva, or it becomes Tejano. And that develops through the orchestra. También Isidro Lopez started with a conjunto, then he started adding horns and added keyboards and became an orchestra. So Tejano kind of went into the orchestra era. And then Maz came along in 73 and drastically changed it by bringing in synthesizers that could take the parts of the horns. And that's where Tejano music has gone so far. And then basically when they want to hit, they go back to the roots, back to the bajo, sexto, and accordion.
And we're seeing much and more accordion used now by contemporary groups. In fact, some of the hits now seem to have more and more, especially, I guess, Tropa F is putting a lot of accordion. Emilio and his brother put a lot of accordion.
You have a fiery accordion in just about all the sounds today. It's like Joey Lopez from Joey Records International. He's been recording between 35 and 40 years, I would say, conjunto music. He says, hey, no me quita mi acordeón, papa, me muero de hambre. Conjunto, acordeón, Tejano, with an accordion. Mariachi, with an accordion. Tropical, with an accordion. Que no me quita el acordeón. And so it's a big part of Tejano music.
And in terms of the politics of radio, we're seeing now this music take off as a format. And you got a lot of non-Mexicanos, non-Davila family people coming into Tejano music. Can you talk about the evolution of...
Well, basically the evolution is they want to make money. They're after the almighty dollar. The majority of your Gabacho-owned or corporation out-of-town-owned Tejano stations, if Tejano kind of slips a little bit, they'll change the format in a flash and maybe turn it black and fire everybody right around Christmas, because that's the way they do business. They're in it for the money. They didn't dedicate their lives into it like us, and the love of the music, and really basically trying to help conjuntos and the local bands, your Tejano local bands.
So why hasn't the family expanded into many more other markets? You see it coming? And
well, that's what we're into right now. We're currently trying to get into the Redondo Beach area of Los Angeles, California, with an FM station. We expanded into Corpus, and now we're into Corpus with two stations, but we're trying to break in to Redondo with an FM station to cover Los Angeles, because Los Angeles is hurting big time for Tejano music. I mean, you know, it doesn't get airplay. Maybe if Little Joe goes or Ruben Ramos goes, when the stations knows they're in the area, they'll play their song. As soon as they're out of the area, the airplay disappears, because they still push groups from Mexico and California. No. Excuse me just a second. Yeah, I have a brother that lives in Redondo Beach, Roy Davila. He did the Güero Alegre show when we started in Corpus. I couldn't go down and be in both markets at the time. I'm thinking now of maybe trying to syndicate my program by going on satellite and getting in different markets, which has always been my dream, to do like more or less what Johnny Canales did with a TV show, but do it with radio, syndicate radio, what I know. Roy was Güero Alegre down in Corpus when we bought the station from Dr. Hector Garcia, the founder of the Lulax and the GI Forum. Sold the station to my dad because he knew we would be serving the public and doing a lot of public service that wasn't getting done in the Corpus area. It's like Dr. Garcia said, I could sell it for three times the price, Güero, but they're not going to serve the community and the raza of San Antonio like I know your dad will. This is what I want. The money, he says, I can't take nothing with me anyways. What I want is somebody to serve the community of Corpus Christi de raza, you know, public service for whatever, medical purposes, benefits, educate them.
So is the entire family involved in radio?
Yeah.
I guess then we better go pick up the names of all the other brothers and sisters.
Oh, yeah. My brother, Manuel Davila Jr., runs the two radio stations in Corpus. And then Manuel III, his son, Lito, he's running the AM. My brother, Manuel, is running the FM station. In Corpus, it's Roy. He has his own business, but he formed a corporation called Primos Incorporated with my primo hermano, Tony Peña, from the Peña side. And he's been an actor in The Young and the Restless, Miguel the Houseboy, for about 25 years. So and he's acted in a bunch of movies. He was under Telly Savalas Productions for 20 years. He was discovered as an Indian, playing an Indian in Disneyland. Telly Savalas signed him up, like many actors did, like John Wayne signed Pedro Gonzalez Gonzalez. Telly Savalas signed as many young Mexican-American actors as he could.
Well, what about the sisters? Are they involved?
My sister, Marcela, she's in Los Angeles also, but she's married to a corporate lawyer. She's very creative as far as like writing songs, doing commercials. She worked with us before she married this other guy, but he was from Australia, so they have property in Australia and in California.
And here in this station, who works here for the family?
Of the family, my mother still comes in Monday through Friday. My brother, Albert Davila, he's like the coyote of the boys, the baby of the boys. He's the station manager. And then I do the like music direct, basically. They call me program director, but I'm just picking the music, which gets programmed by the disc jockeys during the day. So, program director. Basically, it's music director.
What's the difference in the kind of music that you all play, or AM stations play, and FM stations play?
Well, see, we're not on a tight playlist. A lot of times, they have to play certain songs for whatever reason. Basically, probably to make money. But they listen to us, let us create a hit, or let the people, because the people call in, like gente manda. They call in and they tell us what they want to hear. We play it. It becomes a hit. So they say, well, KDH played this one 2 or 3 days in a row. Let's go out and look for a copy. So, they're definitely just taking the very top hits that we create. Like, we've been playing Chicky Chicky Boom for about 4 months. They just started playing it. Venice, because they learned how to say Oxígeno. And that's the truth. They couldn't pronounce the name of the group.
How about this music, the Salgado, Cruz de Madera?
It was originally done by Ruben Ramos and Valciada. Michael took it and did it, a Norteño accordion version of it. And what Michael basically does, he's a great singer, great artist. He's hitting big time, but basically he sings like Cornelio Reyna. People say, well, that sounds like Ramon Ayala, but to get the Ramon Ayala sound, you have to have somebody that sings like Cornelio Reyna. Or we go back to the Relámpagos. Such success of the Relámpagos. They're touring together right now. So people say, play Michael Salgado, the one that sounds like Ramon Ayala, but he's actually singing like Cornelio Reyna. And that gives them the Ramon Ayala sound. Intocable, the same thing.
But, you know, Ruben Ramos has such a wonderful voice, as opposed to the gravelly,
But people like that gut bucket. And what he does, he plays he's left-handed, so it looks weird when he's on stage. He plays a piano accordion, but he makes it sound like a button accordion. People think, sure, that's like a Ramon Ayala-style button accordion, That's a Gabinelli. It might be a Gabinelli, but it's got piano keys. And he's left-handed, so you just... He just looks weird when he's up on the stage, you know?
Why did it take so long for that song to come out?
It's basically the people. The people were just slow snapping on the song. You know, sometimes there's been hits created, like when we do obituaries over the last 30 years, Te Vas Angel Mio has become a standard. Un Día a la Vez. You have a certain song you'll play after a death announcement. They've become hits that way. The people still manda, basically, but they didn't really like Cruz de Madera with Ruben, because Ruben was putting out so many hits it kind of fell to the wayside. This guy said, well, I'll wait till it gets a little bit older, and then came out with it with a conjunto style, and it was his niche. He's always had a Norteño Ramon Ayala style of playing and singing with his brothers. They were called Michael Salgado y Los Salgados del Norte when we played them 10 years ago on album. We have albums back there, so we've been actually playing Michael for 10 years. So his overnight success has taken him about 10 years of real hard work, no telling how many years playing in the area of where he was from, West Texas originally. Now he's living in San Antonio.
A lot of these groups go back and dig up old songs from the heavyweights,
Jose Alfredo Jimenez, starting with one of the best composers from Mexico.
He composed all of them. Pick songs from
Pedro Infante. You're talking about right now, Ángeles Ochoa's new one is Amorcito Corazón. Yo tengo un tentación. Pedro Infante sang it in Nosotros los Pobres in that movie.
Well, there's a lot to mention here. Why do you think there's some bands that are really like factories for singers, lead singers, like David Lee, Los Musicales?
Just think the challenge to sing with David Lee Garza y Los Musicales, you got to be a real good singer, or you're not even going to get considered. And you got to figure there must be 3 or 4 guys waiting in the wings for Marcos to start his own group and spin off like Ram did, and like Emilio did, and like Jay Perez did, and Oscar Sanchez Gonzalez did. And we can go on and on. So many singers that have started with David Lee. But David Lee still stays up there on the top. See, so that gives you credibility to the band and him and his brothers and his dad, Tony.
Well, isn't another aspect of it that David Lee himself thinks he can't sing, so he hires somebody else? Because that doesn't happen to Little Joe. It doesn't happen to,
I think he thinks he's a good segunda voz, which is what he does, is what Ramon Ayala does. Ramon lets the Cornelio sound alike sing lead, whoever it might be, and he just makes harmony to it. So David just makes harmony to all the lead singers. And at the same time, he plays the heck out of the accordion.
You tell me when you want me to stop or when you...
I got a couple of more minutes. It's a long bolero.
The more recent imitators, though, copy songs from less known bands. For example, the latest hit, the second to the latest hit and video hit, the Tropa F Juan Sabor. They borrow from other places. Pandango got that charanga business from other country. Macarena came from several other countries.
Well, the charanga is the second most popular rhythm from Colombia, the first being the cumbia. The cumbia is worldwide, but it comes originally from Colombia. The second most popular rhythm in Colombia is la charanga. We played la charanga in 68 by Aniceto Molina. People weren't ready for it in San Antonio. We turned around and played it in about 73 by Juan Ramos. They still weren't ready. In the 80s, it came back again. Boom, not till the 90s when the little chicanitas and tejanitas opened their mind to a new rhythm and liked to dance charanga, and the little guys followed them. Did Fandango USA come out with it and hit, and they turned around and said, what happened? We've been paying our dues for 30 years, and we finally got a hit. And we're overnight success with a charanga that should have hit really when it was released in 68. It did in certain países, but not in the United States or Mexico.
Do you think that the words of La Macarena, people actually are listening to what they're talking about? They're talking about revolution, they're talking about guerrilla activity, they're talking about a lot of counterculture.
You're talking about a song that goes along with the dance. When you have a dance, you have a better chance of making a hit. La Macarena was a dance. It's like the twist. If people really listen to the words of the twist, they just got out there and twisted. The Macarena was this and this and this, and and then jump to the side, like line dancing. Or back in the 60s, we called it soul dances, because back in the 60s, the blacks did the same thing. The whites are now calling country and western law. Before, it was soul dancing in the 60s when I went to Breckenridge. The same steps, only black guys used to do it. Now it went country, and everybody's doing the line dance, they call it. But it's the same thing.
Have you ever been a musician yourself?
Yes.
What did you play, or who did you play with?
I played guitar, bass, drums, keyboards. I had my own band. I played with the TC Review way back in the 60s when the TC Review started. We got involved in music like in junior high, and I had a combo, and then I got an orchestra like in towards the last of high school and into the... Then when I went into the Navy, I still tried to stay in the radio because I was on ship, but they put me... Does anybody know how to work in radio? I said, I do. I worked in radio all my life. Down to the radio station I go. And there was a program director that was doing country. And when I got into there and made me program director, I started bringing in Tejano music. Sunny in the Sunlight of the Royal Justice. Then people started calling me because it was like a floating city, the aircraft, the USS Saratoga out of Mayport, Florida. And then it became like a floating city. So then all the little chicanitos from El Paso, Houston, and Dallas that love Sunny or the Royal Justice would call me up and say, hey, man, are you from San Antonio? Yeah. I said, who else would be playing this on the radio out in the middle of the ocean, And I got to meet a lot of gente from Texas that way.
Were you playing at that time with the TC Review English or Tejano?
Yeah, we were doing English. We were doing rock and roll or soul music.
There's a lot of emphasis on crossover now, like Emilio and Selena, and some of these people want to cross over into English from their Spanish base. But what I've noticed is young people back when, like yourself and say the Royal Jesters and some of these other people, they were started with English.
Yeah,
and they crossed over into Spanish.
It was a natural crossover. It took one weekend of rock and roll in San Antonio where Little Joe was playing, Sonny was playing. Sonny was playing at the Tourist, Little Joe was playing at the Alton Murray's, and nobody was at either place. Everybody was at the Municipal Auditorium watching Isidro Lopez sing. So Sonny goes to Little Joe's dance saying, well, they must all be over there with Little Joe. And Little Joe goes to Sonny's dance. Then they finally run into each other on the street, and they said, hey, where's everybody? Then we told them, hey, everybody's at the auditorium watching Isidro Lopez.
This is a true story.
This is a true story. They went to see Isidro Lopez, and they said, well, what's he doing that we're not doing? And they looked at each other, and they said, he's singing in Spanish. You can do that. I can do that. Little Joe started singing, and Sonny started singing. Ando Sufriendo Fernando was one of Sonny's first songs. Who made it a hit? Isidro Lopez. Isidro Lopez was a big influence. In fact, he's like Rocky's idol, Johnny's idol, Little Joe's idol, Sonny's idol. And Sonny mainly sang Isidro Lopez material because of Manny Guerra, that was Isidro Lopez's drummer, then turned out to be a record producer, studio owner, and music Hold on just a second. Let me get
sure.
All right, el Radio Jalapeño. ¿Qué les parece la música de Kiko Montalvo y su conjunto de Monterrey? A double shot with the Kiko. Yeah. Hand printed. I really don't see anything. All I see is an ozone action paper and the Conjunto Stampede. No, I sure didn't. Okay, we're back on. I still think Tejano music hasn't reached its peak because Tejano music has to go everywhere in the Spanish world. Everywhere in the world, Spanish is spoken. If you watch the Miss Universe, Buenas noches de Paraguay, Buenas noches de Uruguay, de Argentina, Chile, Brazil, Dominican Republic, Cuba, Puerto Rico. When Tejano music is played in all those countries, then it will stop growing. And then it probably won't. It'll end up going back to Germany and Polish roots where it came from anyways. The Umpa, the Polka, the Banda sound came from there. The tuba, the Umpa music. You know, they're both traveling the world together, Tejano and Banda. But they both come from the same place, the European Polka.
You don't think the word now, Tejano, is inhibiting? I mean, limiting?
Well, it used to be because they'd say, well, we won't play you in California. Now, everybody's paying big bucks to see us. They never played us in Mexico. We were pochos, couldn't pronounce the words right in Spanish. Now they pay $25,000, $30,000 to see the pochos for an hour and a half. Nobody wants to play in Texas anymore. The money's in Mexico. And that says it's getting stronger in Mexico, basically. Continuando con más música, aquí tenemos la música de Epi Acuña y su Universo 89, Radio Jalapeño. Strangely, everything sounds like Conjunto. Epi Acuña y su Universo 89. All right, Epi, come across, bro. We ain't prejudiced.
Well, you also have new artists who can't speak Spanish, you know, like Selena couldn't speak Spanish.
Right.
This young lady, Elisa Marie, we had her on tape. She talked about how she's taking Spanish lessons.
They all have to.
David Mares confessed that he had to learn Spanish, even though he spoke it, but he didn't know.
Henry Cisneros, when he was elected mayor, told me, can you send me all the albums Roberto Pulido has recorded so far, which was 16. So I walked over to City Hall and handed him the stack of 16 albums of Roberto Pulido, and he started learning Spanish by listening to the music, which we've been doing for 30 years. That's why we like calling ourselves La Universidad de Jalapeño. La gente de Mexico can learn English because we're bilingual and vice versa. Something that I think they should be taught Spanish in the school, in the house, really. En la casa deben de hablar español, porque inglés you're going to pick it up in the streets and in school. So we should talk to our kids in Spanish so they will be bilingual. Because we're too close to Mexico not to speak Spanish. You'd be surprised how many Spanish singing artists walk in here and can't speak Spanish. They write out the words for them phonetically. Lisa Lopez being one of them. When she started singing Spanish, she had to learn phonetically.
Linda Ronstadt. How about this new phenomenon from Carrollton, Margo Raimundo, is that her name, I believe?
Yeah. She's got a great voice. We need the full CD. We just have a single. It goes down to who she's being produced by. Joe Reveles, the San Antonio boy songwriter for years. I talked him into doing his publishing company years back, Joe Reveles. Then another real hot writer in the Tejano scene is Humberto Ramon from Laredo. Those two guys got together. A girl that was raised in Dallas. She's originally from Acapulco. She was born in Acapulco. Her parents, when she was 2 years old, with just a few bucks in their pocket, traveled to the promised land where you're teaching at, because they were going to make it in the United States of America. And she was raised at Tejana, Dallas area.
I don't know if you have a set format, but maybe we could listen to her sometime.
Because, like I say, they just leave one. This is my complaint to all the record companies. They sent us, well, here's one song, and don't play nothing else off the CD till we send you another single. You know? And so many of these other radio stations go with it because they're basically being lazy. They're letting the record companies program
them. Yeah, I'll look for it while you got other things to do.
It's right here. It's only a single. But see, we can listen to one song, and when you hear how great she is, you want to keep hearing the rest. I had her here. I interviewed her on my show. We played all the songs. I said, are you going to leave me that CD? And she said, no. I said, oh, so you're just going to tease my audience. So we just have this one song to play by her. Great artist. And if you look at the book...
Just hold it in front of you.
Yeah, there you go.
Here, I'll zoom in.
Margot.
Margot.
And that picture doesn't really do her justice.
What, is there more inside?
Oh, yeah. She looks just like her mom. This is a picture of her mom and dad that she dedicates the CD to. So she's very much looks like her mom. There's other pictures in here of her younger, older. There's one when she's in a Halloween uniform, or Halloween costume, you know? Very, like, a little story behind the songs. That's a better picture of her. But when you see her in person, really, these pictures don't do her justice. I told her, practice your Spanish, por supuesto, mi amor. In case they put her in a telenovela, that's how cute she is. You know, she belongs in a soap opera. Like they did with Eric Estrada. He had to study Spanish. You know, he had the same motorcycle and smile, but he had to learn, por supuesto, mi amor, to that novela Spanish, that Castilian Spanish.
The politics of awards. We have now many awards. Tejano Music Awards, Pura Vida.
We sponsored the first one on all of the, all these awards you have. We sponsored the first ones, basically, and pulled out either in the first year or several years later when we saw it wasn't fair, and you know, fixed. But you can't really come out and say that it is. You know? But all you have to do is.
Is this Margo?
Yeah, this is Margo Raimundo. All you have to do is trace the winning label or the last TMAs on all of them, and you'll see it's the same person. Then jump to another label, they won. Another label, they won. Sold out, now they're winning. It's, you know, it's like a political office. You have to change the head of the TMA every 2 years or they become corrupt. In this case, they just happen to be corrupt from the get-go. What are you going to do? Hold on, I got to record this thing. Danny Daniel, give us that report on las calles de Dios, but please, bro. Perfect voice. She took opera lessons. So she had to learn to sing correctly. She sang opera. Then they got her into classical music, then singing with mariachi. People think it's easy to sing with a mariachi. It is not. It is hard. Okay, thank you. So Tejano's a piece of cake for her. Cumbias are in right now, so they pull a cumbia. But her baladas, her
6 minutes.
Rancheras, she's got
nine things moving.
Bobby Naranjo on two songs. She's got Bobby Naranjo on accordion on two of her conjunto sounding CDs, big tats. So she's got a lot of variety on there, man. She's got one that sounds Balada International, a couple of Gut Bucket Tejano Rancheras, but the ones that sound the best are the ones that sound like Conjunto with Bobby Naranjo jamming the accordion on two of them.
Is that just your own preference?
Well, it's San Antonio's preference. Where's the Conjunto Festival held? It's not held in Dallas. It's not in El Paso. It's not in Houston. It's not in the Valley, where there are many good musicians down in McAllen. But where's the Conjunto Festival held? San Antonio. So San Antonio is basically an accordion abuse town, and then they like oldies. You have five generations of lowriders here. That's why that Centro Cultural Aztlan's lowrider festival is so successful. It's a deterrent to the gangs. These kids get into bicycles, then by the time they get into cars, it's so expensive to have a car. It's like having a girl. You got to give it everything at once, you know? So they can't afford to get in trouble. They're in good gangs. They're called car clubs, you know?
So the point I was trying to make is that you think this woman is going to realize that she should stay in Tejano music to really capitalize on this market, or go off and become an international singer? Or?
Well, that's what they... Most people use Tejano to launch into something else. Emilio going into country. Selena was going to cross over into the English market big. She can cross over into rock, black, whatever. But she's got it. And acting. Movies, telenovelas. And she's ready for all that. But I might have to add a couple of spots. I gotta talk to Mr. Casas.
Okay,
hold on. I got to talk to Mr. Casas. He might run two spots today, and if he does, it's between 12 and 1. And the other one probably will be running between 3 and 4 because it's dancing.
Can you just let
Louie
know?
Huh?
Can you just let Louie or whoever's going to be running aboard?
Yeah.
And I'll put him in.
Oh, because you're going to break to him?
Yeah.
Okay. No problem.
Who is this?
Right now? This is a group called Los Cuatro Vientos. They're from Ohio. People say they sound like the Dos Hilbertos, they sound like Rubén Vela. Hey, they sound like the Cuatro Vientos from Ohio, because that's where they're from. They stepped into a studio in Brownwood, Ohio. And they're, I think, from Gibsonburg, Fremont, Toledo, White House, all those little towns around. The piscas, you never pick cotton.
But, no, there's no cotton in Ohio, it's tomatoes,
tomates, whatever, man.
Green beans.
White House, there it is. They've had a conjunto, they've been coming to the Conjunto Festival for about 10 years as visitors. They were so influenced by the movie, by music, by seeing Rubén Vela, Tony De La Rosa, and then the dad was always into accordion. So the boys started taking up bass, bajo sexto, and got into conjunto music. And they eventually got presented this last year. Juan Tejeda brought them into the Conjunto Festival.
Well, you know, there's been...
they're going to be asked back, I understand.
Groups from Korea and Japan also at the Conjunto Festival, though.
An all-Japanese conjunto. This guy, Kenji, followed Steve Jordan around Japan and would just go to all the hotels and say, teach me the accordion. I don't have time. Teach me the accordion. I don't have time. He started pulling out $100 bills and slipping through the little crack in the door. How many before you teach me, you know? Until Steve started teaching him.
Is this another true story?
This is a true story. Ask Steve Jordan. All you got to do is ask Steve Jordan. Yeah, it's a true story. The guy learned from Steve Jordan. Steve learned from Valerio Longoria. So it goes back to the national treasure, Valerio. And he's here in San Antonio and still teaching at the Guadalupe.
Right, he teaches
he's been teaching for 15 years, so you got all of his disciples in the new young Tejano bands. They're all students of Valerio's. And they're still doing it. And they're doing bajo sexto and a bunch of other good stuff at the Guadalupe Cultural Arts Center. Acting, art. In the years these guys have been coming down from Ohio, they've been listening to us. They got us on tapes, man. They said, hey, you want to hear you in 80-something, 76? Hey, watch, look at this tape. This was in 68, 69. It's weird because a lot of people have taped us over the years and take us with them. Troqueros, for example, that have to go up north or go to Florida or go to California, they miss this kind of music. They tape us and we're on the trucks. There's even an all San Antonio style food place in West Covina, California called Taste of Texas. Nick Martinez went to Burbank High School, took San Antonio. Like he comes in every 3 months to buy 500 cases of Fideo Q&Q. Opened up a restaurant over there, it's called Taste of Texas. You walk in and you hear KDA on the speakers. He puts us there. You see a Lanier banner, you know. It's very San Antonio when you get in there. You have a lot of people from San Antonio in the LA area, man. They have to get reservations to get in there. And Fideo Q&Q served as a side dish all day long, 24 hours.
Well, why don't he just order it?
He wants
to come down and buy it.
No, the guy that sells it doesn't want to distribute it in California. He said, hey, bueno, I can distribute it in California, but that'll hurt the quality. He keeps coming and getting 500 cases every 3 months because I have a good product. But if I put it out too fast, I'm going to lose the quality control on the product. So basically, it's the best fideo you can buy. Continuando con más música en Radio Jalapeño, escuchando a show coming up a las 9:30, Servicio Público de la Comunidad, que lleva por nombre Hola Amigos, Hola.
We'll be back in a minute. You just played some public service announcements, and you're wearing a Victor Morales button. How do you combine your music and your interest and your politics and your civic duty and your public service?
Well, I guess being born a Peña makes me political. You know, I have to be.
You all are related to Albert Peña Jr.
Yeah, he is my uncle. Hold on. Jess? Okay. Yeah. All right. Bueno.
So you've been involved in his campaigns?
Oh, yeah.
Albert Peña.
Yeah. I was campaigning in junior high in 1957 when he ran for county commissioner and didn't pay his water bill because, you know, things weren't right. They wouldn't hire Mexican-Americans at the water board. They wouldn't hire him at CPS. They wouldn't hire him at Kelly, you know. Kelly's going down with privatization, and they still treat the Mexicanos bad. 10% gabachos control everything, man. It hasn't really changed.
Why did the commissioner lose that last election as commissioner to Albert Bustamante?
He was in California protesting with Angela Davis, you know. And he wasn't here taking care of business like he should have been, basically.
What should he have done?
I think he should have spent more time in San Antonio, you know. I mean, in the precinct. But then when you get down to it, Albert Bustamante never was really in the precinct. He used his mother's address on Jennings Street. He never lived there, you know. But things have a way, karma coming back and getting you, so we know about Lutzi.
Chances for Victor Morales, what do you think?
I think it's great if they'll just cough up some of the bucks into the Democrats, cough up the bucks into the coffer, and, you know, he can beat him. They say they can come up with $1.6 million, but you're talking about running against Phil Graham's $3.4 million Republican dollars. So.
He also promoting a public service announcement on voter registration rally and citizenship classes by Francis Peña at San Jose Mission Park today, July the 4th. That's the current wife of Albert Peña, no? So
right.
Your latest niece.
My latest tia.
Aunt. How many times has he been married?
I don't know, man. He's going to keep doing it until he gets it right.
He's gotten it right. He just has an 8-year-old daughter and he's 78.
I know. Stop it. You're killing me. Yeah, that's my tia. What can I say? I have a brother named after him that has twin boys. He was such a travieso when he was small that my mom says, I hope you have two just like you. He's just glad she didn't say three. But he's got twin boys. And his name is Albert Peña Dávila.
I think we had started a subject and we didn't get through past there's a sign here too about where FM learned Tejano music is the University of Jalapeño, which is Radio Queda. You were talking about how they play Liz's music over and over, and you all introduce the hits. I mean, don't they receive the same radio? I mean, CDs you do and stuff?
Yeah, they receive the same promotional things, but basically they don't have a music director that can sit down and listen to maybe 500 new songs every week and tell you, well, of these 500, 6 or 7 are going to hit our format, that fit our format, and can possibly go, the people will like them. But basically, that's why we leave it open for a jukebox pick hit. A song might start being played in the cantinas and catch bar after bar, you know, it starts spreading. So they report back sales of a song that's not being played on the radio, but we get it and check it out. It's a jukebox pick hit. You know, it's actually from the water holes, you know, created in the cantinas and the bars.
Why are there some bands that can't seem to break out of number 2 and number 3 slots? You know, like David Midas. David Midas has a good voice. He's had a lot of training. He's been, goes back a long time to even the World Jesters. But, you know, doesn't seem to be consistent in staying up there. Is that the choice of music? Or
I think, see, because basically, to me, I've known David for many, many years, and he sings like a gypsy style. He has a gypsy style voice, so he should be singing Gitano music. In fact, he should try to be getting booked in Spain. I think he would do real good in Spain. David might have singing Tejano music, his style, but with that gypsy style, he ought to appeal real big in España.
The role of non-Mexicans in Tejano, you know, we got that, I forgot her name at the moment, the blonde Anglo lady from Houston that was a hit, and now you have a couple of African-Americans, last one being Dee Burleson with Culturas and now with his own band, and then you had the Charrito Negro with Big Lou, even Little Joe had...
Bobby Butler, Charrito Negro.
Right, right.
Well, you've always had blacks that were raised in Mexican neighborhoods and picked up Spanish. Dee was raised in La Calle Rivas on the west side, so he's a west side black. And most of those speak Spanish and can sing just as good. And if it's a way to make money, he's going for it. Because he tried the black market, and the blacks didn't want him, basically. But the Tejanos love him, because he sings Spanish.
Who is, do you think, the best female Tejano vocalist at the moment?
The best, right now... That's actually hitting. It's hard. I would say Shelly Lares. There's so many Shelly Lares, Esmeralda, Leti Guval. It depends on what style you're talking about. But there's so many good new singers. That girl being one, Margot Raimundo. She's got a terrific voice, and she's brand new. There's a girl out there called Lisa Lamb. She sounds good. There's always still Lisa Lopez. She can come make a comeback. She had the hits. Laura Canales is still putting out good music. And my favorite singer really basically is Laura, because it goes back to one of the very first female singers to do Tejano music back in 73.
What opened it up for female singers? You know, because Laura was like the only one for a long time, and before her,
it was basically
others,
Laura.
The only
that's
one.
Why they call her the queen. Even though some people say, well, you shouldn't call her the queen. Selena was the queen. But Laura was the queen back in 73. You know?
Well, so what opened it up for the female vocalist?
People like Laura keeping at it, and then other girls being influenced by seeing her. Selena obviously saw her somewhere along the line. Agnes Torres from New Variety Band saw her somewhere along the line. There's a group called now Las Ilegales from Mexico. They were influenced by Selena, but more by Juan Gabriel and this international sound. There's several groups that are all female groups out there jamming right now.
You got anything by Las Ilegales here?
Oh yeah, we got a brand new CD. I played them earlier.
And you don't repeat.
Well, I don't normally, but since you did come in from Dallas, we're gonna repeat.
And how about the little taste of the Tucans to compare that with Tropa FS Pon Sabor?
Yeah.
Hold it in front of you.
I played it earlier. That's why when you heard it, it was called El Compositor. El Compositor con los Tucanes.
Those are Las Ilegales.
Yep.
All female band.
There it is.
Where are they from?
Different parts of Mexico. But the bass player, she went back to Mexico, so the bass player here is a San Antonio gal. So she's trying to teach him more Tejano.
And she's gone to Mexico.
Well, she's visited Mexico, but she's from San Antonio.
No, I mean, she lives there now to play with the band, or where
no,
the band?
No,
where
they live here.
The band is based here.
Yeah.
I see.
There's a bunch of groups from Mexico that are based here.
You got the cover on the Tucanes?
Yes.
And these are the fellas that... showed the Tropa F how to do Juan Sabor in their own way. It's called El Compositor.
More or less how to get into Vallenato, which bands like Príncipes de Juan Ramos, Nuevo Laredo have been playing for years, Vallenato, Aniceto Molina. Vallenato being the accordion cumbia that comes from Colombia. It's a Colombian style. The guy that's marketing worldwide is Carlos Vives. So his accordion player played with Gloria Estefan on Abriendo Puertas. She's on Agua Dulce Agua with Julio Iglesias. When Puma wants a vallenato, he records with him, Jose. They all go down to Santa Fe, Bogota, Colombia, and get that accordion player and go in the Colombian studios to get that authentic sound. Now, this is a group that's a Norteño group, and they're trying to play vallenato, but I would call it Norteño vallenato because it's so funky. It doesn't sound really like the authentic vallenato, but it creates a new rhythm. The Tropa obviously heard this and came out with Juan Sabor, which is a song they've performed before many, many years ago and recorded before, but they never did it this style. It was done like in a ranchera or a valseada. Even the cover, the picture, the layout of their CD, all the influences of it are the same as the one that La Tropa F has on the same company, Capital EMI. It sounds like Juan Ramos too, if you think. Simplicity, vallenato.
Un día por la calle a un loco me encontré. Me dijo, oiga compa, lo invito a comer. Qué bueno que lo encuentro, quiero hablar con usted. Qué bueno que lo encuentro, quiero hablar con usted. Al restaurante entramos y pidió dos cafés. Soy gran compositor para servir a usted. Quiero que oiga estos versos, me quedaron muy bien. Quiero que oiga estos versos, me quedaron muy bien.
A ver, échalos, yo te digo.
Elefantito, elefantito, que vuela de flor en flor. Te voy a comprar unos lentes para que no des descanso.
Basically, it's on setas. I mean, you know, nothing real.
A las 12 de la noche ya no soportaba el sol. Nadando por el freeway y me conecté a una rifa. Un perrito muy grandote de las alas coloradas. ¿Para qué quiero la vida si apenas viene diciembre?
Basically, they play cumbias and international baladas and charangas and stuff.
This is Las Ilegales.
But there's two under that fit. There's one called Tejano, And they even use Chicano now. Before, it used to be like a bad word or whatever. You weren't supposed to say it. They use it as a style of music. Or, you know, música chicana, estilo chicana, you know.
Well, that's what Little Norteño. Joe and Ruben Ramos used to say. It was Big Lou, Tortilla yeah. Factory, Oscar
but,
Martinez.
But, I mean, for many years, Mexico said, oh, you're insulting us. Or somebody would say that. It might not have been Mexico. But anyways, they're putting it now as a style of music.
It was Paul Thompson yeah, in the San Antonio Express.
The wacky world of Alamo City Radio.
Well, let us know when you got Las Ilegales on.
Yeah.
Mucho ganado.
Go to the Norteño. That one sounds more San Antonio. Norteño being a style of music. But I started listening to these guys when I found out they sold 500,000 units in 4 weeks. I said, whoa. And that was just in California and the Pacific coast of Mexico. They hadn't even been advertised in any trade magazines or anything. But now they've gone at least over 4 million copies of that box. Tucanes de Tijuana. Here we go, Las Ilegales. Más música en Radio Jalapeño, 11 para las 10 con Las Ilegales. Got like a banda, norteño. And they're getting accordion sound out of keyboards. Teclas. Yeah, that too. That too. Oh, by the way, Jose, they can sing.
Hoy me veniste a visitar y me trajiste a regalar. Tu olvido, me echaste en cara aquella vez que nuestro amor no pudo ser, y se quedó tu corazón dolido.
Las
nunca
Ilegales.
Pensé que alguna vez tú me pudieras reclamar cariño, pues nuestro amor tan grande es que no se puede terminar así nomás por un capricho tuyo. Lástima mi corazón sin compasión, tu orgullo. Si tú bien sabes que este cariño que siento yo es tuyo, ¿por qué lastima mi corazón sin compasión?
They're getting an accordion sound out of keyboards.
He's going to end the show with telling us about West Side Rock and Roll and the Connection
to Mexicanos. Yeah, well, that's definitely a part of the roots of Tejano music, is to be able to get into any part of rock and roll. But there was West Side hits here, like Freddie Fender, Wasted Days and Wasted Nights, Chapel of Dreams by the Dubs, My Dearest Darling, Etta James, We Belong Together, Robert and Johnny, Over the Mountain by Johnny and Joe. Just Because with Lloyd Price was that type of thing. When you went to parties, the house parties on the west side, all the pachucones and pachucas would be dancing close, you know, barely moving. And it was usually Just Because You Left and Said Goodbye, that type of song.
Why don't we have a top 10 conjunto or top 10 Chicano or Tejano?
We do. We have our station list, and most radio stations do.
Yeah, but see, it's not organized. It's not a national thing. It's not a regional thing.
Well, it is, really. There's a Tejano chart in Billboard magazine. We've got our own chart now, man. I had to look for the... During the 60s, we were on the Latin chart. They bunched us all together. Then we were Mexican regional. Now they're finally giving us a Tejano chart.
Why isn't it syndicated? Like, say, Casey Kasem's Top 40 has been on, you know, for the longest time in English. Country has the same thing.
Yeah. As soon as I get my satellite connection, it's going to get syndicated, come back. You know, if I don't do it, somebody else will. Anybody that wants to make money, see? Most people that are going broke are going Tejano now. Right now, because it's in, you know, you want to make a buck, you know, follow the leader.
It's Grupo Pico.
It's fashionable to beat Tejano, because Tejano and conjunto, accordion and bajo sexto, is country and western and Spanish. So cowboys, black or white, come up to me, "Bueno, I can dance that Tejano." I tell them that's great. I don't tell them they've been dancing it all their lives.
Whole lot of fun.
I just, you know, "Hey, well, that's good. You can dance Tejano." Only we have more rhythms in our music. Basically, country, you have a polka beat or a two-step. You have a waltz, which we call a vals. You have a chatas, which we call a chotis. Then we get into mazurkas, porros, merengues, merequetengues. We have so much more rhythm in our music.
Aquí en San Antonio se encuentra.
Then you get the world influences like Colombian cumbias and charangas. Mambos, tangos,
nacimientos y
lo que cha-cha-chas. All the influence of the different rhythms that we have in Spanish as opposed to maybe country music, because basically most of your country acts are just rocking right now, like back in the old days, the rockabilly, Elvis Presley, Jerry Lee Lewis, Johnny Cash, and Carl Perkins, Blue Suede Shoes. That's what you have. The majority of your country guys, they're just singing rock.
Best Tejano songwriter.
I would say Luis Silva, San Antonio's own. Because of the early hits of La Mafia, he wrote them all. The early hits of Mas, he wrote them all. Back in the 60s when he was writing rock and roll, everybody laughed at Luis. I said, one day you're going to laugh all the way to the bank. He never threw any songs away. He fell in love with a girl when he was at Tech High School called Laura. He goes over there on Valentine's Day with a box of candies, flowers, and a suit with a tie, and the house is empty. There's no shades, no nothing. And the lady comes out and says, Laura doesn't live there anymore.
But I sure like your song.
Yeah, Laura, ya no vivía aquí. It was a hit by Mouse. He never wasted any songs. So this is the promo for our oldest show that we have on Saturdays. And we're educating him because he was raised in L.A., so we got to teach him West Side, Sunny Ace, Rudy and Laredo Bounce, The Road Jester. Lloyd Price.
Just because you left and said goodbye.
Side sound and this type of song is also related to the Louisiana side of Cosa. Fats Domino, I'm walking, yes indeed, and I'm talking, it sounded like a polka, but they called it rock and roll, and he said, call it what you want, just pay me, you know? And Jimmy Clanton, just a dream, it was considered West Side rock and roll, but Cajun. So you had a lot of your Cajun singers move to Houston. Gene Thomas, you know? He did Sometimes I Cry When I'm Lonely. A Cajun boy moves to Houston, gets with Huey Moe and puts out the rock and roll, like, you know, Huey and Freddie Fender, same thing.
Someone as good and pure as mine, but maybe I am asking.
Tell it like it is. The Aaron Brothers, the Narva Brothers. What is his name? Narva, the guy that still sings it. The Neville Brothers from Louisiana. One of them is still singing.
Why didn't the Mexicano radio, record companies, break out and become a giant, like in the Black Phenomena?
Like Motown.
Yeah.
Well, envidia, basically. What's always kept our raza down? Envidia. Oh, la 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 la, he must be doing something wrong because he's driving a new car, got a new house. And I envidia, and that's why.
Now, does that also have a component that has to do with power and money?
Doesn't it all? Triste, what's kept the raza down? Ourselves with la envidia. You know, write a song, que se cabe la envidia, que se cabe la envidia, and you've got a hit, man.
So what's next for Guero Polkas? You got to go open that station in West Covina? Are you going to go open a Texas restaurant? Or are you going to syndicate with satellite?
I want to syndicate through satellite for my show. That's hopefully what's next for me. Beam it up to a satellite and hit markets like San Jose, California, Denver, Colorado, Saginaw, Michigan, Monterrey, Mexico. There's two full-time Tejano stations in Monterrey, Mexico.
Well, isn't this guy Esquivel doing that already?
All right, and Radio Jalapeño. Vamos terminando el show de su servidor de Guero Polkas hoy para el 4 de julio. Y aquí platicando con el Dr. José Ángel Gutiérrez. Real interesting talks here. Gotta go out with a little hideaway. Now, who did you say was doing it?
Albert Esquivel, no? The guy...
Albert Esquivel passed away, brother?
No. Well, maybe I got Albert the name wrong, but Esquivel, he had a radio station here just off 35 in Maine, San Pedro, around there. Now he's got one in Riverside, California, San Bernardino. He's got a syndicated satellite show.
Well, I hope he's pushing Tejano, man.
It doesn't have Tejano format.
Well, that's what we need, is a syndicated Tejano show.
I was just pointing out that it's not all that difficult, at least in terms of engineering, maybe the finances, I don't know. Have you looked into it at all, or just an idea?
I've got some lawyers currently looking into it, but basically, we got some contacts in Los Angeles with my brother over there, but he wants to open up an FM station there and then beam up. I said, hey, I'd like to beam up from San Antonio, where it all started, man. I keep telling him I'm just waiting for that part of California to fall in the ocean, and he'll be back here where he belongs. Should have never went to Califas to start with. You know, I got to say bye. All right, los deseos de su servidor, buenos podcast para todos ustedes, los suyos, sus hogares, fish in the mares, amor, alegría, paz y la salud, que es lo principal. Abrazaste a su hijo hoy. Have you hugged your kid today? Love you, love Jesus, bye. Que la comunidad de San Antonio sea una familia y que se acabe la envidia. Happy 4th of July. Drive safe and don't drink.
Thank you, Wero Polkas. We're going to end part one right here.
All right, brother.
Just a minute. We'll see you again.
Okay. And vote for Victor Morales.
Several times.
A couple of times.
Eddie Gonzalez and Oscar
Z. All right. This is a wall with posters on radio station KEDA. Ahí está Delia and Dee when they were Culturas together, and Little Joe and
Gary Hobbs and Ronda Lee, La Güerita.
Have any particular ones that have... good memories or a good point to make,
them,
or history?
Los Primos, Tierra Tejana, they're all good. Johnny Rodriguez before his operation, actually cleared up the scar.
Who's the güerita with the accordion? Just an ad.
No, she's with a group called Phoebe Lesry. I don't know, she plays with Cytico. The majority of these are Cytico groups, except Flaco and the Lobos. Like, there's Queen Aida, Buckwheat. These guys are mainly Louisiana Cajun accordion players.
Hey, Elsa, who's this? Elsa Garcia?
Yeah, that's Elsa.
Before she was a blonde?
Probably.
Well, she's a blonde now.
She's a blonde now.
Yeah, and... a little Joe with a beard. Let me get that light off of there. There we go. Mira nomás que barbota here on, man.
We were giving Willie some competition.
And Patsy Torres. How come she never made it big?
Well, it depends on what you consider making it big. She does like 6 months a year with Fiesta Texas. The other time she's touring in Monterrey, Juarez, and Reynosa. So she's making big bucks. She just doesn't make them that often here, except for that 6 month a year stint at Fiesta Texas. They're paying her big bucks. Before, they used to have her on the Latin stage or the Hispanic stage. Now they have her on the main stage. Or you can say Tejano through her has gone main stage over at Fiesta Texas.
And Roberto Pulido, you got him over there at the corner.
Oh, yeah, well, he's on tour constantly. He's doing real good. His boy is hitting big, too, Bobby Pulido, el hijo de él. We're starting to get a lot of second generations, like Ramon Ayala Jr., Vicente's son, Alejandro, Tony Aguilar's boys, both of them, Tony Jr. and Pepe. We're getting like second and third generation musicians.
And there's David Lee Garza right there.
Right there. And below him, Ruben.
Yeah, La Revolución.
There it is.
Gato Negro. There's, that's several brothers, no?
Well, hey, check this one out. Little Joe and Johnny. And then one of the pioneers.
That's Johnny.
One of the pioneers being Freddie Martinez.
Right, this is the father?
No, this is one of the pioneers of Tejano, actually, Tejano music in Corpus. He was a DJ at KCCT.
I mean, is this the Freddie of Freddie Records?
That's him.
So this is the father, right? I mean, because there's Junior now running the business.
That's right, I forgot all these generations. Okay, have been happening. Stop it.
And that's Little Yo.
Little Yo, one more time.
And
he's on
they
here
recently had a big accident. That's the big problem with the roadies, no? But he's recovering. And ahí está la Selena.
Yeah.
What did you think about her?
I thought she was great. She just never got a chance to blossom. She's a flower that was just about to blossom into telenovelas, movies. A bunch of big things were set for her, plus crossing over into the English market. See, we're not prejudiced. We even have blacks. And then somebody should do a corrido about Roy Orbison, so we just say, hey, well, let's stick Roy on the wall. Anyway.
And here we go. We got Whitney Houston back here behind you, and David Mares. Don't recognize this woman. Who's the woman before below?
Shelly
Lattis. No, but
that's Susie Gonzalez.
Susie Gonzalez.
California.
No, the one behind below David Mares.
She was a singer with a Tejano band that came in out of Nixon,
okay.
Texas.
And here's Patsy.
I think she's from Gonzalez.
La Patsy, la Linda V and the boys. Who is Linda V?
She was a Tejano singer. She's
Villarreal. Vega.
Yeah, she's still there. No, Linda Villarreal.
Linda Villarreal. Eliseo Robles.
Jean LeGrand.
Where is that Jean LeGrand?
Right there.
Is she Mexicana or Anglo? Is that the thing, the one I was trying to think of from Houston, no? She's an Anglo, I believe. But
Jean
ain't got no blonde hair there.
I think Jean LeGrand's mom is from Mexico, and she was raised in the Long Beach area.
Oh,
and
I see.
Moved to San Antonio.
I could get it wrong, man.
There you go.
Que bárbaro. Posters and posters all the way down the hall.
Yeah.
How many years Kayla's been in business?
30 years.
30 years.
The Latin breed. Big influence. Ramon Ayala.
Ramon Ayala. We could do a show just by filming the posters here.
There you go. A lot of influence.
Los Tall Boys. Let's see. Daniela Romo. Shelly Lattis. Here we go again. Shelly. Hey, Lucia.
Willie Chirino.
This is Willie Chirino?
Right here.
Right.
From Mexico, Los Vier, Humildes, Grupo Pegaso, Beatriz Ardiana, Los Invasores of Nuevo León. Alvaro Torres, he's from Salvador. Los Yanix from Acapulco, Bronco de Mexico.
Now those guys really hit it big time and made a lot of hits.
Los Hermanos Barrón de Allende, Coahuila. Cornelio Reina. La Sombra. There's another poster of Patsy.
Patsy. Emilio Navarra, Chavalito, Chavalito. Look at this. Check,
had to
look
put
at
in
this.
Charlie Sheen, Emilio Estevez.
Yeah.
Junior.
And Noemi, Naomi.
Yeah.
Naomi.
She can sing good, too.
And this, I skipped a young Selena, yeah? Real young Selena. Look at this. She was already wearing these halter top things from the Madonna influence, you think?
I don't know, but she hated that picture. She said it made her look like she was on one of those books, what, National Geographic.
Oh.
That's my National Geographic poster. Stop it. She had a tremendous sense of humor. Now, Shelly.
Shelly Light.
Hank Williams Sr. We don't forget you, Henry.
Andale. Wow. And there's El Ram, Herrera, y pues La Fátima, Virgen, right here, Cuatro Vientos, Gilberto Pérez, Fantasmas del Valle, down here, Chayanne, but this is a real Mexican singer, ¿verdad? Luis Enrique.
Puerto Rican, Luis Enrique.
Luis Enrique is Puerto Rican.
Oh, he was born in Nicaragua, raised in Puerto Rico. Lalo Rodriguez, Puerto Rican. We have a lot of international Cuban stars. We even have Tito Puente.
Back here.
Right here. Tito.
There we go.
And who else would have a picture of Melba Mares? David Mares is Tejana singing. She's the Tejana singing sister of David Mares. Melba.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Is she still singing?
Yep.
How about that?
She's playing at Chelsea Street Pub in South Park Mall.
Huh.
Randy Garibay and Sauce Gonzalez. Emilio without a cowboy hat. Cristina y la Gloria Estefan.
Mas.
Fito Olivares, tropa.
And this is
Quiroga.
The main office. Enomas. This is a museum.
We even have Mariachi Robinson. That poster. Right here.
Oh. With a little editing help.
Yeah, there's a classic picture of Selena.
Oh, yeah.
We brought it in here because we're afraid if we left it out on the wall,
somebody would borrow it.
Well, several of our Selena posters have been borrowed. Uh-huh. Here's another picture of Selena that doesn't even really look like her, but when she was 17.
There she is, right there. Oh, yeah. She looks like her sister Suzette here.
There you go.
Where's the book? ¿Y dónde andas now? More pictures. These are photos, though. These are photos of events and things that y'all did or something?
Yeah.
Güero Polkas, dice ahí.
Here's one thing.
Jailed in, ¿qué?
Vegas.
In Vegas. Where's what?
Juan Tejeda with Narciso Martinez, el Huracán del Valle. He's
passed
on already. He was being inducted into the Tejano Conjunto Hall of Fame. Another Hall of Famer, Valerio Longoria, who taught another Hall of Famer, Steve Jordan.
I like that bumper sticker.
Oh, Jose Angel, Democrat.
I got all kinds of stuff here.
That one and this one go together. We need a mesquite.
Well, somebody's got to knock on the door before someone can open the door.
There you go, Carra.
Gotta keep trying.
Definitely knocked on a bunch of doors, bro.
Yeah, here
we
go. Yeah. No más, ni más acá, ni más allá. Queda en el 1540 en su radio. And what's the gold record here?
That's a gold album that we helped Little Joe get.
And he left it here.
Well, he left a copy of it for us.
A copy?
Yeah.
What album was that, or what song was
it? It was one of the ones that was back in 1984.
This is Benny Solis. His father, Lalo Solis, longtime political operative here, íntimo of Henry B. Gonzalez, the congressman.
Raza Unida.
También, Raza Unida activist, the campaign manager in Bexar County for you know who?
Hey, talking about Henry B. Gonzalez, look, with my jefe. Henry B. Con el jefe. Henry C. con el jefe.
Ahí estamos. All right.
Henry Brillo.
Yeah.
Watch, check this one over here.
I'm walking.
In 1984, in Billboard magazine, it said, "Music industry to judge Tejano Tex-Mex music by Little Joe's CBS pack." His first three albums went gold. This is what opened the doors for all the major Tejano artists back in 1984 when he was with CBS. They said, well, we're going to judge Tejano music and Tex-Mex music by Little Joe's performance.
Uh-huh.
And he got three gold albums, which opened the door through CBS, which later got bought up by Sony and signed the Mafia and a bunch of other groups. So you're talking about all your worldwide touring Tejano groups, Oh Little Joe. Because if it wasn't for Little Joe, that back in 1984, the doors wouldn't have opened for Tejano music. Now all your major record companies are into Tejano music because of Little Joe.
Who is the fellow with the inner tube and the little girl in his
arm?
That's
my dad.
That's your dad.
That's my jefe. That's my sister, Marcela, that lives in Los Angeles. And it looks like a lowrider carriage or something there. That was a classic. That's Corpus Christi, North Beach.
All right. Y queda number one. And you think the young Pulido is going to burn him up?
Well, he seems to go more into a conjunto sound even than his dad. And then Pulido's father-in-law was Mario Montes Sr. He passed on. He was one of the original Doneños. So whenever he wants a real good ranchera hit, he goes back to his suegro's material, like Señorita Cantinera, No Nos Quiere Corazón. Those were all hits by the Doneños. And now his boy is keeping on the same tradition because he's got a song called Cuando Me Dejes, the grandpa used to sing with the Doneños. So Bobby Pulido is hitting big time. getting all kinds of endorsements, packing arenas throughout the United States, so he's doing real good.
That aspect of our history is missing.
Flaco's dad.
Where are we go? Where is the Flaco's dad here?
Right there.
Oh, Tejano Conjunto Festival.
Yeah.
Poster.
That's the year he died, and they dedicated that year to him, el papá.
¿Cómo se llama el señor?
Don Santiago Jiménez.
Santiago Jiménez.
You got Nicky Sneaks and you got Mingo Saldivar causing Mingo Mania in Mexico. There's
oh,
a picture
yeah.
of La Susie. That's her. But they cut her to yellow. So I said, hey, I can't see Susie with Jonas. Stop it.
Call Susie.
Susie Gonzalez.
Susie, what, who does she sing with?
Everybody.
Everybody. Yeah. See, her voice is great. Anybody.
She's great, man.
Y Jose Jose.
Jose Jose, good people, comes by. Every time when he's in town, he'll come by and visit us.
Well, that's another father-son combination.
There you go.
They're going to sing just, I think this week, they're singing somewhere in Mexico.
Yep.
As father and son.
There it is.
Con sabor, Graciela Magaña.
Sabor norteño, al norte, or sabor al norte.
Hi.
Nah, hello.
Vicky Carr.
And you are who?
Susan Davila.
Susan Davila, and you let us film your face, right? You're not going to sue us for invading your personal privacy and using your image and your voice and your likeness.
Okay.
This is for educational purposes.
If you're going to give me a suit, but give me a 52 short.
And Vicky Carr.
Vicky Carr is San Antonio now. She lives here. Vicky Carr De Leon. She married Dr. De Leon, and she's a San Antoniana now.
Yeah. Okay.
And she's loved by San Antonio because she's the one that saved Holy Cross High School when they were in financial trouble and they were going to close it. She turned around and did several concerts and gave all the money to keep the school going. She had like Cheech and Chong open up for her and she did like 4 or 5 concerts.
The rise of concerts and that kind of phenomena now, they're good for the business.
Oh, yeah, because...
You sit and watch instead of dance and play.
Well, but see, that's the problem sometimes people have, because when they go to a concert, let's say they're going to hear Fito Olivares or they're going to hear Bronco, people don't want to sit down, they want to start dancing, because that's danceable music. That's the problem we have. That's the problem the promoters have, like if they bring Bronco, like they're bringing them into a rodeo, and you're supposed to sit down and watch it. You know, when you hear Bronco's music, most Mexicanos want to get up and start dancing.
Uh-huh.
That's the problem. They had that problem when they presented Fito Olivares with a como Constelación de Estrellas. It was a big touring company, a bunch of different acts. When Fito Olivares got on the stage and started singing cumbias, everybody started jumping out into the aisles and dancing, and they were getting arrested, you know, because they were dancing. But you hear Fito's music, you want to dance.
Lisa Lopez.
There it is.
Right here. Y las triplets.
Yep, and they are triplets.
Is that right? Los Paisanos.
Dr. Loco's Rockin' Jalapeno Band.
Oh, yeah, that's from California.
Yeah,
San Jose.
But Jose Benito Cuella graduated from Breckenridge High School and learned the saxophone from San Antonio's Frank Rodarte.
Yeah.
So he's the disciple of Frank Rodarte, Dr. Loco.
Is that right?
There it is.
And Rosa Gloria Chagoyan.
Yeah, she's an actress. And she can sing.
She can do anything. Y el güero Gary Hobbs.
Yeah.
Eagle Pass.
Eagle Pass, there you go. Aguila. San Antonio's Paisanos started in 1962. They've been playing Tejano music since 62. Brought in all the boys now. They do the sound, do all the work, and the older ones just get up and jam.
Because this is a museum. Museum. There's the Julio Iglesias up there. We want to thank you for this interview. It is like your personal archive. If you want to augment it with any kind of memorabilia or any kind of photographs or any kind of recycled posters, please feel free.
Hey, any Tejano group out there, Conjunto, Tejano, otherwise, whatever, any musical group is welcome here. We'll play your music. We'll put your poster on the Wall of Fame or Wall of Shame, whatever it is to you.
That's it.